This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now we bring to you on the D&M Leasing Hotline, Steelers beat reporter from DK Pittsburgh Sports. It is Chris Halleck. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for jumping on with us. Now, we have talked a whole lot around these parts just about the devastating injuries that have hit the Cowboys' defensive line, but I'm hoping you could break it down for everyone listening. Pittsburgh has been in a really tough spot when it comes to offensive line injuries, have they not?
Yeah, absolutely. Their first-round pick from this year, Troy Fautanu, out for the year with a knee injury. They just lost James Daniels, their starting right guard, who was, you know, for those who take stock in Pro Football Focus grades, was their top-ranked guard before he got injured. That's a big loss. Isaac Seumalo has been out there starting left guard, probably their best offensive lineman, former Philadelphia Eagle. I'm sure Cowboys fans remember him. Yep. He's been out. He should be returning. He's on track to play. Mike Tomlin seems very optimistic that he'll return this week, but still they have been. And then Nate Herbig, their original starting center, is also out for the year. So three guys out for the year. It's been devastating for them on the offensive line.
So there's the old saying, the irresistible force against the immovable object. Do you think this game will be the opposite of that with the Steelers offensive line and Cowboys defensive line?
It just might be. The Steelers are, they will run the football at just sheer will. They're not very efficient. As a matter of fact, they're probably one of the most inefficient running games in the league right now. But that's not going to stop them from trying. They will definitely try to test this Cowboys front, especially it sounds like obviously Micah Parsons and Tank are both out. So they're definitely going to try. It's just the way the Steelers operate, especially with Arthur Smith as offensive coordinator.
Have you seen anything besides, like, I understand the offensive line plays a huge part in this, but have you seen anything else with Najee Harris that has led you to think that why he's just not been effective so far?
I do think the offensive line plays a role, but I think the one thing with Najee Harris, so the Steelers didn't pick up his fifth year option. And the main reason was because they're skeptical of the scheme fit. Now, Arthur Smith runs a wide zone scheme. That's not really Najee Harris's forte. He's a better downhill runner. He's one of the most efficient running backs this season in running inside zone instead of running the wide zone or outside zone stuff. So I'm curious to see if the Steelers will try to tailor their scheme around Najee, or if they're just going to be stubborn and be like, listen, Najee, you got to run the scheme that we're going to run here. And is it just going to be one of those things where it just doesn't work out and they just move on at the end of the season? But for right now, they've got to figure it out, because if they're going to be the offense that they want to be, they have to run the football. And right now, Jalen Warren doesn't look like he's going to play. I mean, I'm skeptical about him. Cordarrelle Patterson, skeptical about him playing. So Najee's pretty much all they got right now, so they got to figure it out.
And then when you guys trade for Davante Adams, he probably won't be ready for this game, right?
The Steelers are definitely going to try to get him. That's for sure. I don't know. I think that just sounds like he's going to go to the Jets, but even if the Steelers were to trade for Davante Adams, yeah, he's not playing in this game.
How is it in Pittsburgh as Fields has gone 3-1? Russell Wilson was supposed to be the starter. How are you guys feeling about the situation?
I really think that Justin has done everything he can possibly do to not relinquish being QB1. Mike Tomlin might not have officially named him QB1, no matter what is going on with Russ's calf or not. But listen, I mean, Justin Fields is showing very little signs of the guy that he was in Chicago. There was the one "what the heck are you doing" type of a play last week against the Colts where he lost like 20 yards on the sack fumble. But outside of that, he's completing more than 70% of his passes. His yards per attempt are at a career high. He's turned the ball over twice in four games as opposed to 41 times in three seasons with the Bears. He's just playing a different brand of football that he didn't show in Chicago. And credit Mike Tomlin, credit Arthur Smith. And if they keep winning, and shoot, man, the Steelers, I think, are 10th in drop back EPA right now. Like, why would you go away from a guy who's playing clearly like pretty good football from the quarterback position? Not an all-pro, not a Pro Bowl guy, but definitely enough to get this offense moving and actually give them a chance to win when they fell down 17-0 last week.
When you talk about the offense moving, what can you tell us about Calvin Austin? Because you look at the Chargers game and you're like, holy crap, here we go. But then you look at the rest of the season and you're like, I mean, he'll be out there and might catch a pass.
Yeah, Calvin Austin, like, he along with Van Jefferson and the other receivers, they're not getting open nearly enough. Now, whether you want to blame Arthur Smith for that, not scheming those guys open, maybe all of their efforts are going to scheming George Pickens open because, well, I mean, he's the Steelers' version of CeeDee Lamb. He's the guy. They're going to try to get him the football more than any other receiver because he's the most dangerous guy. So, with Calvin Austin, like, he can be a guy that can definitely, you know, rattle off some plays like he did against the Chargers, but I'm not seeing him open nearly enough. Again, I don't know if that's more on the receiver, on the coordinator, but just the other receivers in general aren't getting open enough in order to make some significant plays. Otherwise, I think the Steelers will be throwing the football a lot more often than they are.
So a lot of Cowboy fans are upset about this season, aren't optimistic about this season. The Cowboys going to Pittsburgh. What are you guys thinking about the Cowboys and the opponent you're playing?
Well, I think that there are several people here that are just excited about the spectacle of Steelers versus Cowboys, first off.
Yeah.
It's a great rivalry. I understand that people like myself, I'm 37, the 70s were before my time. But still, you go back through the history of the game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You know, in the Super Bowl era, these are the two most winningest franchises in terms of regular season wins. And so it's an exciting game. I think they're just excited for it. But when it comes to the Steelers and their fans, they just want to see a W. They just want to see wins. And they see the Cowboys, especially with two of their big-time players on defense out. They're seeing this as, there's blood in the water. You need to go attack and try to, attack this defense, put some points up, and hopefully the defense rebounds and try to get a win. So I think right now this team hasn't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. They just want to win games and get into the playoffs and actually win some games in January.
Does Pittsburgh fans like ugly football, the grinded out style? Obviously here in Dallas, we like the finesse style.
Yeah.
Whether some people don't, for the most part, you look at the Cowboys history versus Steelers history, it's finesse versus grinded out kind of power football. Is that like, if you guys ever got a quarterback who could throw the ball for 5,000 yards, you'd be like, this is sickening. Can't we run it 17 more times?
I don't think Steelers fans were complaining very much when Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown were shredding defenses in the middle of last decade. If it helps put points up on the board and puts notches in the win column, they'll absolutely take it, because Ben and AB were obviously one of the all-time great connections. And so if it means, throwing the ball for 5,000 yards, then they'll do it. If it means running the ball for, Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren were, they each got 1,000 yards from scrimmage last year, one of only two teams to do that. So if they do it that way, they don't care. They just want to win. But, yeah, I mean, I think you get a lot of people here. They're just like, yeah, we want to beat people up. And, whether that's through running the football, as you can remember with, like, Jerome Bettis back in the day. But they just, honestly, the Steelers fans just want to see wins, especially in the playoffs.
Talk with Chris Halleck right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got all of the things we need to know about the Pittsburgh Steelers. You made reference to the defense, and the Colts game does seem like an outlier, but it was the last game we saw. What happened particularly with the third down defense that went from stingiest in the league to getting kind of blown up against the Colts?
Yeah, so the Steelers four-man, the Steelers have not been a team. You might, like, remember the defenses, the Blitzburg defenses from the 90s,
right,
and the 2000s. That's not what they're doing right now. They're not blitzing the quarterback a whole bunch. Their blitz rate's near the bottom of the league. But it's because they've been able to get home with the four-man up front, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Alex Highsmith, those guys. And if those guys can get home and you can drop back seven in coverage, then by all means do that. But that didn't happen last week. They didn't get to the quarterback, even with Joe Flacco back there, who can't move anymore. And Shane Steichen knows how to attack a cover three defense, and he exploited it quite a bit. He knows where the bones are buried there, and he absolutely exploited it, and it was definitely devastating for this defense. They definitely adjusted mid-game, went to more man coverage, and when they did that, the Colts stopped, shoving the ball down their throat. But then the Colts readjusted, ended up getting some points that kind of put the game out of reach for them late. So I expect them to make some adjustments, but they definitely put out some tape there that other teams are going to see and try to exploit, that's for sure.
Part of that tape is Joey Porter getting picked on, is it not?
Yeah, that was not a good game for Joey Porter Jr. And now I know how competitive this kid is. The apple does not fall far from the tree. If, for those who remember his dad playing for the Steelers and even Dolphins back in the day, he's going to want to be the guy that follows CeeDee Lamb around. Whether how often that happens, I don't know, but that's not going to, one bad game is not going to deter him from wanting to go out there and try to be the shutdown corner that he thinks he is. And I expect him to try to bounce back for sure. But yeah, it was definitely a bad game for him. Possibly his worst as a pro.
I'm going to throw you off your game a little bit here. Paul Skeens.
All right.
Is he like, how crazy is the city of Pittsburgh over Paul Skeens?
Pretty crazy. As a matter of fact, they're so crazy that they are very, very mad at Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton and the management of, for not improving on 76 wins from last year because they won 76 games again. And that's even with having Paul Skeens literally gifted to you by the baseball gods. And you didn't improve. Like, how do you not do that? This guy is a generational pitcher. He's insane. I got to cover three games, ironically, down there in Texas. I got to cover three games when the Pirates were in town in Arlington. Skeens didn't pitch in that series, but just being around that team, it's exciting, you know, even for the three games. They're so excited. The fans are excited for him. But I think, again, that angst is going toward management for why the heck is this team not better than it is.
Do you have a potential prediction for us on Sunday night? Besides, Mr. T would say the prediction is pain. Besides that, do you have a game prediction for us?
I do think the Steelers bounce back in this. Mike Tomlin teams typically bounce back from bad losses. They typically don't lose a lot of bad games in a row or even lose a lot of games in a row in general. That's kind of an MO now. Obviously, he's lost multiple games before, but I do think the Steelers bounce back in this. I think that if there's ever a game in which this running game is going to get going, it's going to be against this Cowboys defense. They're banged up. Not having Micah Parsons in there is obviously a big loss. It's the same thing as if the Steelers were without T.J. Watt. That's a huge loss on the defense. I do think that if the Steelers can control the clock, which is what they did really, really well in their first three games, then they can tire out the Cowboys defense, even if it's not right away. By the time the third and fourth quarter roll around, that it can get pretty ugly. That's what they did to the Chargers. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it'll probably be a one score game. That just that's kind of an easy prediction for a Mike Tomlin coach team.
Right.
I'll say the Steelers win this thing like 23-20.
Okay. Excellent insight, Chris. Appreciate the time very much, good sir.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. There you go. Chris Halleck right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.